Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I'm so glad you're tuning in today. I hope this Jumpstart podcast inspires, challenges you, motivates you, encourages you, and uplifts you. And I pray that it jumpstarts your day. I want to share what I've been going through over the past couple weeks with my heart. Kind of did it earlier in podcasts, and after I had this recent ablation surgery, I have so much more to share. And I pray that it encourages you, because it can be hard sometimes to see God in the challenges. It can be hard sometimes to see God when you get a bad doctor's report. It can be hard to see God when you don't have any money, or when you've lost a job, or when you've lost a loved one. But I'm always trying to see God, even in the worst of times. Because I promise you, if we would just open our eyes, if we would just open our eyes long enough to really look, we'll see God every single day. And I want to share a little bit about what happened through this ablation surgery, because it wasn't what I expected. I expected an outpatient procedure. I expected it to be a lot easier than it was. There was nothing easy about it. The pain was pretty intense in my heart. Now, I'm going to explain why the pain was intense in my heart a little bit. But I have to digress a little bit. I was supposed to have my ablation 3 to 4 weeks after I had it. But something in my spirit told me to move the ablation up. I was having all these symptoms of AFib, and my heart rate would race up to 120 at night while I was lying in bed and stay there. Then it would race to 160 and drop down to 170 over and over again. And I was on medicine, and it would curb the effects of it, but it's still, nonetheless, it didn't take care of it all the way. So I felt this overwhelming sense that I needed to move the ablation up. So I called the doctor, and the doctor, it's all God. See, it's all God, because he said, I don't have any surgeries open, but give it a day. Let's see what happens, and let me see if anything opens up. Sure enough, 3 weeks earlier opened up out of nowhere. He even said, doesn't ever happen. This ablation opened up. And that was the first thing that I saw where God was moving. I felt this overwhelming sense in my spirit that I needed to move the ablation. The doctor originally told me he couldn't, and then God worked it out. And I've never been in the hospital like I have the last couple months over this heart issue. I was nervous about it. I believe God made competent doctors to help fix parts of our body and heal parts of our body. And I had no idea that my heart was in the shape that it was. An ablation normally is between 2 to 4 hours. 4 hours, you can even say it's up to 6 hours, but 6 hours is not the norm. Mine lasted 6 hours because there were several things wrong with my heart. The doctor actually told me the day after that he was glad that I moved the ablation up, because my heart could have stopped at any time. So what that told me was that God wasn't done with me yet, the first thing, and that he had a plan and purpose for my life still. I moved that ablation up, sensing the Holy Spirit telling me to do it, and also not feeling well. Of all the rooms in the hospital that night, the night of my ablation, I actually got the ablation in the afternoon and got out of surgery around 7:30 and stayed there the night and some of the next day. I was the only one on my floor that had my own room. That was a God thing for sure, because when I woke up, I was in lots of pain. And I felt the overwhelming urge to worship. The overwhelming urge to worship. And I started singing right there in the room. I started praising right there in the room. And this overwhelming sense of peace flowed through my body. It flowed through my body, and it allowed me to just rest in His goodness. I can't explain it, but I know it happened. And I know God was in that room. It gets me emotional even talking about it. And God has a way of showing us things through difficult times. I don't believe God gives us sickness. I don't believe God made my heart the way He made it. I believe that we live in a fallen world, and sin, fear, worry, doubt, all those things creep in and cause these things to happen in our body. I really believe that. I don't believe God is the author of sickness. But when I got out of that operating room, and they're wheeling me out of that operating room, the first face I saw was my wife, Renee. Now, that is an amazing thing, because California has some of the strictest COVID rules, strictest and dumbest COVID rules in the country. So for me to be able to see her, for her to be able to come over to me, and all I could tell her was that I loved her. All I could tell her was how grateful I was for her. And God showed me all the times I took her for granted, all the times I said things that I shouldn't have said to her. I saw worry on her face. I saw the love she has for me on her face. And God showed me, you have an incredible woman there that you take for granted way too often. And that was a good thing for me to see, because we go through life sometimes and we go through the motions and we rarely see what those special people around us do, because they're always doing these things. But knowing that when I got out of that surgery, I just knew that this was a much more serious surgery. And I just started bawling right to her. I just said, I love you. I'm sorry. I apologized. I believe I said, I'm sorry I've taken you for granted. I'm sorry. I said something of that nature. God has a way of showing us what we really have in the midst of our struggles. I got into the room, got into my room, and Renee got to visit me, which is also unheard of. She got to be there and be by my side and take me home. And the doctor came in and he told me that he's never done a procedure like he had to do on me. And he's been doing this for 30 plus years. And I just knew God was protecting me. I knew God had used this man and the abilities that he had given him to heal my heart, or at least to fix it. At the time of this recording, I have yet to see the doctor again. I'm going to see the doctor today, which is the day I'm recording this, but I have not been out of sinus rhythm since the surgery. My heart has been beating perfect. I've had lots of pain, but I've seen God through so many things. The doctor was overwhelmed by the fact that I switched the surgery. I was positive, and he was like, I've never seen anything like this. You are a blessed man, and he said, a lucky man. I just want you all to know that God is always working. He's always working. It may not seem like it, but if we would just take a moment to open up our eyes, we will see Him working. I didn't really think about my own room, having my own room. It was the only single room on that floor, and I got it. Not because I'm a great person, but I believe it's because God knew I would need to worship that night and cry out to Him and not be inhibited by another person being in the room and disturbing another person. And that's what I did. I just cried out to God and thanked Him and lifted up His name, and overwhelming peace came over my body. God is always working, my friends. Always. Don't think He's not. Don't think He's abandoned you, because the Bible says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. He's doing things behind the scenes that we don't see. Like the song Waymaker, even when I can't see it, He's working. Even when I can't feel it, He's working. He never stops. He never stops working. I'm so thankful. I pray today that you'll see God in the little things. You'll see God in the sunrise and the sunset. You'll see God in your children. You'll see God in just a simple blessing of a bottle of water, or a meal to eat, or just simply breathing another breath of fresh air. That you'll see God in the fact that you're saved and you're going to heaven and are going to spend an eternity in heaven, and you'll be grateful. We can't take our health for granted. We can't take others for granted. And God showed me a lot during this time. And I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful. And I want to remind you that we walk by faith and not by sight.